About 20 years ago, Bob Vecchiati developed something called foot neuropathy. It's a neurological condition that left his feet numb. Sometimes they would tingle or burn.
But then the pain was getting to the point where I was losing concentration and sleep, and I decided we need to do more. And that's when my primary care physician, in working with a compound pharmacist, was able to come up with something that worked.
Vecchiati is a business consultant in Peterborough. He was somewhat skeptical of compounding.
When the physician first mentioned a compound pharmacist, I what? You know, I was thinking of potions, brews that people concoct.
Yeah, it actually is kind of like that. That's the sound of a mortar and pestle in use at Bedford Pharmacy, where pharmacist Ron Patron has been compounding prescriptions for 30 years. This is where you come when you need a medicine flavored for a child, or a dosage fine-tuned to your individual needs. Unlike what was happening at the troubled New England Compounding Center, there's no mass production taking place here.
They were making incredibly large volumes of stuff for distribution throughout the country. That's not the function of a community compounding pharmacy.
Patron says, and regulators agree, that NECC was acting more like a drug manufacturer than a compounder. That distinction is important because it changes how you get regulated. Right now, it's up to each state's Board of Pharmacy to oversee compounders. It's the job of the Food and Drug Administration to inspect the larger manufacturers. But where do you draw the line between the two? Is it 6 pills or 6,000?
It's a fine line to draw, and I think individual boards of pharmacy have to decide how they're going to handle that.
Patron says the pharmacy world is so small in New Hampshire that there aren't companies like NECC trying to pass themselves off as a compounder. The problem is, out-of-state compounders can sell their products in New Hampshire. The NH Board of Pharmacy grants them what's called a non-resident license. If they can prove that they have good standing in their home state, they can sell their products to doctors' offices here in New Hampshire. Drug shortages have helped spur more interstate business. But what's come out of the NECC outbreak is that not all states regulate their compounders as closely as New Hampshire regulates its own. That's led to calls for more FDA oversight of the industry and legislative hearings in Washington. But a lobbying group for compounders bristles at the idea of expanded federal oversight instead of state-level inspections. David Ball is its spokesman.
People who are in this profession and doing a good job want inspections. They want to be visited by state inspectors. They want good, clear, consistent regulation. So there's really no issue there with making sure that there's adequate regulatory authority. Of course, what's equally important is enforcement of authority.
It's that enforcement piece that Ball says needs to be stricter. That can be difficult for cash-strapped states. Recent budget cuts to New Hampshire's Board of Pharmacy meant some compliance officers were laid off. There are now only 2 employees left to regulate the roughly 300 pharmacies and compounders in the state. They don't have the time or resources to also inspect out-of-state compounders. So the Board of Pharmacy created a task force to look for ways the state can beef up its regulation of non-resident producers. At Wednesday's Board of Pharmacy meeting, they offered some ideas. Mandate that out-of-state pharmacies prove they've been inspected recently. Or limit what they sell in New Hampshire to prescriptions only, not medications for use in doctor's offices. That's how NECC's products were distributed here. David Rushford is a compounder in Littleton and was tapped to serve on the task force.
Has it given the industry a black eye? Yeah, I think acutely it has, just because there's a lot of sensationalism right now with the story.
Such a black eye that Rushford changed the name of his business. What used to be called Northern New England Compounding Pharmacy sounded too much like the Massachusetts company, New England Compounding Center. On January 1st, the name changes to Eastern States Compounding. Even though he and the half-dozen other New Hampshire compounders had nothing to do with the outbreak, they've obviously felt its impact.
Ultimately, in the end, I think it will make the industry better because we're going to get these rogue facilities such as the place in Massachusetts out. They're going to clean those folks out and really return to the way pharmacy was meant to be and the way we practice here, which is one doctor, one patient, one prescription, one person at a time.
The task force continues its work with that simple equation in mind. For NHPR News, I'm Todd Bookman.